Thou chidest me oft for loving Rosaline.
For doting, not for loving, pupil mine.
And badst me bury love.
Not in a grave to lay one in, another out to have.
I pray thee chide me not. Her I love now doth grace for grace and love for love allow. The other did not so.
Oh, she knew well thy love did read by rote, that could not spell. But come, young waverer, come go with me. In one respect, I'll thy assistant be. For this alliance may so happy prove, to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence. I stand on sudden haste.
Wisely and slow. They stumble that run fast.
Exit. Scene 4, a street. Enter Benvolio and Mercutio.
Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hearted wench, that Rosaline, torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman to old Capulet, hath sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master how he dares, being dared.
Alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead. Stabbed with a white wench's black eye, run through the ear with a love song. The very pin of his heart, cleft with the blind bow-boy's butt-shaft. And is he a man to encounter Tybalt?
Why, what is Tybalt?
More than Prince of Cats. Oh, he's the courageous captain of compliments. He fights as you sing prick-song, keeps time, distance, and proportion. He rests his minimum rests, one, two, and the third in your bosom. The very butcher of a silk button, a duelist, a duelist, a gentleman of the very first house, of the first and second cause. Ah, the immortal passado, the punto reverso, the hey!
The what?
The pox of such antic, lisping, affecting fantasticos, these new tuners of accent. By Jesu, a very good blade. A very tall man, a very good whore. Why, is not this a lamentable thing, grand sir, that we should be thus afflicted with these strange flies, these fashion-mongers, these pardon-me's, who stand so much on the new form that they cannot sit at ease on the old bench? Oh, their bones, their bones.
Enter Romeo.
Here comes Romeo. Here comes Romeo.
Without his roe, like a dried herring. Oh, flesh, flesh, how art thou fishified! Now is he for the numbers that Petrarch flowed in. Laura, to his lady, was a kitchen wench. Mary, she had a better love to berime her. Dido, a dowdy. Cleopatra, a gypsy. Helen and Hero, hildings and harlots. Thisbe, a gray eye or so, but not to the purpose. Signor Romeo, bonjour. There's a French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
Good morrow to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir, the slip. Can you not conceive?
Pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
That's as much as to say, such a case as yours constrains a man to bow in the hams.
Meaning to curtsy.
Thou hast most kindly hit it.
A most courteous exposition.
Nay, I am the very pink of courtesy.
Pink for flower.
Right.
Why then is my pump well flowered?
Sure, wit, follow me this jest now, till thou hast worn out thy pump, that when the single soul of it is worn, the jest may remain, after the wearing, solely singular.
O single-souled jest! Solely singular for the singleness.
Come between us, good Benvolio, my wits faints.
Swits and spurs, or I'll cry a match.
Nay, if our wits run the wild goose chase, I am done. For thou hast more of the wild goose in one of thy wits than I am sure I have in my whole five. Was I with you there for the goose?
Thou wast never with me for anything when thou wast not there for the goose.
I will bite thee by the ear for that jest.
Nay, good goose, bite not.